familiar voice to many BBC Radio Nottingham listeners. One of the stars of Radio Nottingham, not you, but...
I think I know who you're referring to.
Frances though. Finn Frances. Is on with her baby.
Lovely. Okay.
Created by IVF.
And that's 6:30 on BBC One. For now, Rob Sissons, thank you. 22 minutes past five. Social media got a lot of bad publicity during the summer riots. Spreading misinformation about was one of the problems, apparently, and even incitement to rioters themselves. But was that actually true? Was social media really doing that? Research by the University of Leicester actually suggests that, at least in the case of Twitter, it wasn't. Dr. Farida Viz is a lecturer in media and communication at the university. I spoke with her earlier on and asked for more detail as to the type of the research they'd done and who had asked for it.
We were just looking at Twitter messages, and the reason was because Twitter was getting very nervous about some of the noises various politicians, including Louise Mensch, were making in the aftermath of the riots in terms of possibly shutting down or restricting access to social media in the future. And so Twitter approached The Guardian with this corpus of 2.5 million tweets to basically see if there was any evidence that incitement took place on this social media platform. So it was very much driven by Twitter, and then in collaboration with The Guardian, we were invited in as academic researchers. What we found were very, very few incidents where people were either making very outlandish claims, like let's burn down Parliament. We didn't really find any very pinpointed information, say, meet here or we will do this. And actually what we found is in the very few incidents where people were making these kinds of incitement noises is that they were heavily criticized by other Twitter users, and they were very quickly kind of marginalized and really sort of shouted down.
And is that... somehow indicating how Twitter is different from other social media? It is a very quickly reacting form of media. People can quickly express themselves.
I think that certainly has something to do with it. I mean, one of the things that I think is worth noting as a caveat is that, of course, all we could see was the public face of Twitter. What we couldn't see, of course, is the functionality on Twitter known as direct messaging, or DM for short, where people have essentially a private conversation in Twitter's back channel.
With Dr. Farida Viz there from the University of Nottingham and some of the research they've done into the over 2.5 million tweets sent during August's disruptive behaviour. 25 past five.